Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Friday, May 13th, Friday the 13th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. How would you spend $100 billion in spare cash? That's about how big the number crunchers who work for Governor Gavin Newsom say the state's budget surplus will be next year. It is a record surplus, by far. The governor wants to spend about $11.5 million of it on $400 checks for every registered car owner in California. He says it's a fast way to help tackle the high cost of gasoline.
My interest is to get the money out as quickly as possible. People are feeling deep stress, deep anxiety. You see that reflected in recent gas prices now beginning to go back up.
But Democrats in the legislature say they'd prefer sending $200 checks to Californians who are below a certain income level, while legislative Republicans say just erase the gas tax for a full year. The governor also wants to spend more money on programs to build more shelter and housing for unhoused Californians, on ways to save more water while helping farms and businesses hurt by the drought, and, of course, more money on schools. State lawmakers and the governor will hash it all out in Sacramento over the next 6 weeks. The new fiscal year begins July 1st. Evacuation orders have just been lifted for all but 131 homes in Laguna Niguel neighborhoods that were in the path of this week's 200-acre coastal fire. 900 homes had been evacuated. Now, the only homes still evacuated are on the streets at the top of the ridgeline where the fire hit hardest, in particular Coronado Point, La View, and Villa Las Rosas, the streets where you'll find the greatest number of burned-out homes. Flags across the country will fly at half-staff this weekend to honor the loss of at least 1 million lives in the U.S. from COVID-19. KPCC senior health reporter Jackie Fortier says California marked its own grim milestone today.
California has now recorded more than 90,000 COVID deaths, the most for any state, although that's not entirely surprising given that California is the most populous state. Latinos, Blacks, Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islanders, and Native Americans account for a disproportionate number of those deaths. More than one-third of the state's COVID-related deaths have been reported in LA County.
And to put some specifics to that stat from KPCC's Jackie Fortier, state public health officials say they've recorded nearly 32,000 COVID-19 deaths in L.A. County since the pandemic began. Add to that more than 7,400 in San Bernardino County, about 7,000 in Orange County, 6,500 in Riverside County, and you get a total of 53,000 COVID-19 deaths just in those four counties, and that is about equal to the population of the city of Rosemead. Supporters of abortion rights will hold rallies and demonstrations tomorrow across the country, including Southern California. A preview from KPCC Weekend Edition host Julia Paskin.
As part of the Bans Off Our Bodies Day of Action, there are a number of marches and rallies planned from Catalina Island to Victorville. One of the biggest events will be held at LA City Hall at 10. The Women's March Foundation is among the organizers. President Emiliana Guareca says a handful of events were planned for this day of action before the leak of a draft opinion indicating that the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. After the leak, it jumped to more than 200 events.
We are part of this movement that started 50 years ago, and what we thought was settled law is apparently not settled law. So we should all be worried about this leak that may overturn Roe v. Wade.
She says if the High Court does end up throwing out the landmark 1973 decision, the foundation will focus on mobilizing and voter registration in parts of the country where reproductive freedoms may be at risk. I'm Julia Paskin.
The employees at two local Starbucks have voted to join a union, one store in Lakewood, the other one in Long Beach. These two are the first local Starbucks stores to back a union. Barista Josie Serrano has been leading the organizing efforts at the Long Beach location.
We've kind of been in disbelief for a little while. We kind of just feel like we're floating.
And Josie Serrano says he and his fellow Long Beach Starbucks baristas hope others will follow their lead.
I really do think that this move is only going to grow when more partners can see that we're all working together and we're only growing and growing. And all of these union elections, we're winning on such a big majority now that we're unstoppable.
Starbucks has not yet replied to KPCC's request for comment. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.